Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Mercury FDI Talks. I am the host, Marios Tsokos, also the managing director of Mercury Global Reports. And my guest for today is coming all the way from the Caribbean, is Angela Musgrove, the CEO of Invest Turks and Caicos. And today with Angela, we'll be discussing about investment opportunities, of course, in Turks and Caicos, sustainability initiatives, plans for the future, international relations, and of course, her own personal insights for investment promotion. Angela, thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation to join you, and I'm pleased to be able to talk about Turks and Caicos and investment opportunities.
Excellent.
Thank you for the invitation.
Perfect. So let's start from the beginning then. Let's get an overview on the current state of foreign direct investment into Turks and Caicos.
Okay. Well, let me extend a warm welcome to all of the listeners who are going to be engaged with us for the duration of this podcast. And by extension, I say welcome to the Turks and Caicos Islands. We'd love to extend that welcome to anyone who's interested in visiting our beautiful by nature islands. Turks and Caicos itself, for those who don't know, is the Caribbean island that has been consistently ranked as a top luxury tourism destination in the Caribbean. And while we are most renowned for shorelines that are immaculate and near
exactly.
perfect temperatures all around, I think the world is now awakening to the investment potential that lies within the beauty of our 40-plus islands and keys. So we are thankful that we are considered a high-demand destination, and we have a very, very strong base of repeat visitors that make up our tourist product. And we have what seemingly is a magnetic appeal to new visitors, hence keeping our islands in the high-interest market of persons who are looking for new investment opportunities. And I would say that, you know, we have an economy that is growing with confidence. So investment right now is something that we are consistently promoting, and we look forward to being able to engage in discussions with interested parties.
Which sectors, Angela, are the most prominent? Of course, tourism and tourism investments are financial services are also important for Turks and Caicos. But what other sectors are you focusing on attracting foreign investors?
Well, I would foreign direct investment in Turks and Caicos itself has been driving economic growth and development for you know, considerable period of time. And we have particular interest in our tourism and real estate sectors. And we see that there is also increased interest in growing our financial services sector, our agribusiness sector, and of course the IT sector. We're also looking at energy generation and renewables as targeted sectors for investment opportunities.
Okay, I'm sure as the world digitalizes, what kind of digitalization do you use in order to attract the correct investments?
Well, digital transformation, for sure, definitely is something that we have to look at and are looking at to streamline our investment processes here at Invest Turks and Caicos, and all to enhance the experience of the investor. Albeit we have a competitive edge in the destination, we still are reminded that there is competition, and we have to ensure that we are cutting edge at all times. So we're looking at, you know, incorporating things such as online application portals to assist with streamlining our application processes, engaging more digital marketing strategies so that we can have a wider reach in terms of our audiences, and implementing things like virtual tour capabilities for those persons who are not able to visit the islands at the time that they would want to, at least, you know, there is some insight. So basically, we want to make TCI make it easier for investors to be able to explore opportunities and conduct businesses remotely. So the digital shift itself would not only increase our efficiency, but also increase the reach that we have to the global investor.
That's very important, especially when it's a remote location like Turks and Caicos. It's very important, and of course, to be able to see everything digitally. Before everyone making plans to come there. I'm sure coming there is also part of the game.
Absolutely.
So how do you welcome those investors that want to come there and want to see the opportunities face to face, let's say?
Well, for us, we have an extremely business-friendly investor climate that have our friendly people at the forefront. TCI itself has a very investor-friendly team, and we ensure that we understand what the investor wants, what they're looking for, so that we're able to cater to their needs and have that customized investor experience. So when you visit, whether it's connecting you with our stakeholders, so you have an opportunity to visit sites that may be potential investor sites, investment sites, or whether it's having those conversations with our stakeholders, replanning guidelines, or regarding environmental guidelines and sustainability, we're able to connect you with the right person so that you understand what the investment process is and what the requirements and regulatory requirements are for moving your investment here to the islands. So our team is very helpful in trying to navigate and facilitate the right conversations for the investor so that they're able to make those informed decisions and ensure that Turks and Caicos is the right fit for them. But we also, in the same vein, we also want to ensure that while Turks and Caicos is the right fit for you, that you are also the right fit for us.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure that the investor becomes a part of the community, not just focused on the bottom line in terms of the dollars and cents, but also how do you make this investment beneficial to the community in which the investment will function. So that is key to us as well, because we're a very small community. Turks and Caicos Islands is a very small community. So we want to make sure that the investment is the right fit.
Perfect. Where are these investors coming from? Mostly US, UK, any other regions?
We have a primarily North American base in terms of our investor clientele. But we have seen increased interest from our Canadians, the Canadian market. So while we have a very large U.S.-based clientele, we see that there's lots of interest from the Canadian market, particularly in the interest real estate and second homes. We've also seen an increase in the European market, investors from the UK are also showing keen interest in the Turks and Caicos Islands as well. We have direct flights now from Europe. British Airways and recently Virgin also introduced direct flights from Europe as well. So we hope to continue to see the expansion of our investor base, into other regions, so that while we seek to expand our tourism product, mm-hmm. expand our sector interests, we're also expanding the investor base as well.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, all those points to the right direction. But of course, one of the most important parts of investment FDI in 2024 is sustainability. So especially important for tropical islands, more important than any other region. So what do you do regarding sustainable initiatives?
Well, like the rest of the world, like the rest of the region, we are placing a very keen interest in sustainable projects. So Turks and Caicos is prioritizing sustainable investment projects because we want to ensure long-term economic and environmental resilience within our economy, right? It can't simply, be business as usual in terms of ignoring what the environmental impact is for any project that is started here in Turks and Caicos. So our key projects in the pipeline include those eco-friendly resorts. If we're looking at energy initiatives, there are, of course, renewable energy initiatives and sustainable initiatives. And the same thing as it relates to our fisheries and agro sectors. We want to ensure that those investment projects are sustainable. And to that end, we work closely with our colleagues at the at DCR, that we term it locally, but that's our Department of Environmental and Coastal Resources, whose mandate it is to ensure that, you know, the regulatory framework for sustainability is in place. And we work very closely with them in reviewing projects that are on the table for development. So we want to ensure that the projects themselves are designed to minimize environmental impact while maximizing our social and economic benefits for our local communities. As I said earlier, local communities and community impact is huge for us. We want to ensure that whatever comes to our table is aligned with global sustainability standards. And we want to attract investors who are conscientious and aware. So that, you know, they fit in with the long-term vision that we have for the growth of the islands.
That's always important, huh? Especially if you want to miss those investors that are not there for the long term. It's okay. It's okay. There are plenty of places they can invest, but
absolutely,
it's important for us to track those that are actually here for the long term.
Absolutely. And we hold fast to that. We hold fast to making sure that they, you know, the investor community understands that.
There's a lot of, let's say, competition in the region, especially yes. from small islands similar to the offering. How can you differentiate yourself in such a small region, but a lot of competition?
I think the Turks and Caicos is unique, of course, as a daughter of the soil. You know, I think that, you know, we have the most unique features and my opinion in that is unapologetically biased, I think that the Turks and Caicos Islands itself, we differentiate ourselves through a combination of strategic advantages that we have. So not just our natural beauty that I again think is incomparable in terms of, you know, what we have to offer from naturally, but I also think that we have a stable political environment. Within the Turks and Caicos that we are, you know, we're proud of. We have a favorable tax regime here with no income tax on our, we also have a thriving tourism industry. And we have that commitment to sustainable development. The natural beauty of the islands coupled with, you know, very high quality infrastructure, our communications network, our roads, we have infrastructure that allows us to be able to attract investors because it is stable and reliable. And, you know, that's one of the things that investors look for. We have a business-friendly regulatory framework that makes us what I consider to be an unparalleled investment destination in the Caribbean. And I could go on and on, you know, listing the advantages of investing in Turks and Caicos, but I do think that, you know, we're set aside because we have those few things that I mentioned early in terms of, you know, the stable environment that we operate in. And investors look for that. They want to, you know, be assured that, you know, their dollars are protected and I'm not subject to, you know, political upheavals or, you know, the economic shocks that can result when your political environment is unstable, or, you know, when they don't have reliable infrastructure or communications networks. Those things are important. It may seem simple, but those are the things that we offer and we can commit to ensuring that that is here.
Well, of course, it's the digital infrastructure. We haven't stated more on that. It's very important nowadays. How would you describe the whole network in the islands? Because we're talking about a lot of islands, so I understand it must yes. be a bit of a challenge to connect everything so, let's say, stable.
It is stable. And I do think that, you know, that's one of the things that we can boast about. Even though we have 8 inhabited islands, we do have connectivity throughout the islands. And the government has recently announced its intention to connect the islands via fiber optic network. So we're creating even stronger connections throughout the islands, because of course, you know, we live in a region that is hurricane prone. So we want to ensure that we have even more resilient networks and stability within our communication framework. So we're looking forward to having, you know, the fiber optic network implemented and upgrading our telecommunications system, so that we're able to have that additional rung on the benefits of investing in Turks and Caicos.
Is the fiber optic coming up, or still in the planning phase?
It's in the planning phases, but the planning phases are advancing, are progressing very nicely.
Okay, yes. Very nice. Okay, so I know you from last year, so it's been 1 year since you are in this position. I'm not sure how long have you been. So can you give us an overview on your position there in Turks and Caicos, Investors and Caicos, Angela?
I think it has been a very rewarding journey thus far. Again, as a daughter of the soil, there are certain visions and aspirations that you would have when it comes to seeing the development of your country. So my journey has been marked by, you know, several pivotal moments as head of or CEO of Investorx and Caicos, including leading major investment projects that have brought significant benefits to the Turks and Caicos Islands. We've seen brands, for example, hotel brands, being a part of our investment landscape, and that's something that is historical for us. We would have seen the Ritz-Carlton opening its doors in Turks and Caicos just a few about two years ago, and now we have the Marriott that has also announced that they would be joining our hotel family, and we also have IHG that just made the announcement a few weeks ago that they are also joining us. So being able to lead major investment projects that bring such benefits to our community, for me has been one of the pivotal moments in the journey that I have embarked on. Forming strategic partnerships with our, you know, global investor community, and of course being able to champion sustainability and sustainable investment projects has been remarkable for me. I would say that each of these experiences has deepened my understanding of the investment landscape, and it has reinforced my commitment to ensure that, you know, Turks and Caicos Islands continues to experience tremendous growth and prosperity.
Very nice. What was the most significant investment you were part of?
Now why you want to put me on the spot like that?
Most significant when it comes to economic development of the community.
I don't know if I would want to say that I have a most significant one, but I would want to say for me is being able to cultivate such an understanding of global political and economic trends, and developing my own communication and negotiation skills as we work with these, you know, various investment projects, and building my relationship with key stakeholders. For me, those have been significant things in my journey. Being able to understand the need and see that we are adaptable to changing environmental conditions, and remaining committed to the cause. Continuous learning and continuing to cultivate passion for seeing growth has been hallmarks for me. I don't know, and I've seen that throughout and across, you know, various projects that I would have been privy or privileged to work on. So I don't know if I want to single out one project, but I would say that I do have some vision in terms of where I would like to see development grow in the Turks and Caicos Islands, particularly as it relates to our family islands, exactly. Being able to see some of that growth in the island. So if you come back and ask me that question another year, I would perhaps say to you, being able to see the growth and the opportunities being developed in the family islands would be a hallmark for me. And that's something that we're working very, very assiduously on. So let's have this conversation a year from now.
I was also going to catch your vision, but I think that's, that last part is also your vision for the future, or is there something else to add to this?
Yes, I mean, that is part of my vision for the future of foreign direct investment in Turks and Caicos, to see the expansion of those investment projects into the family islands so that we're able to create a more diversified and resilient economy throughout the islands and have those strategic projects not just concentrated in one island as it is now. We want to see community well-being being more equitably spread. So continuing to attract high quality and investments for sure. But for me, it is more about continuing to attract impactful investments that allows us to enhance TCI's global competitiveness, ensure that we're able to drive that, you know, inclusive growth, and also more importantly, to ensure that there is long-term prosperity for the residents and citizens of the Turks and Caicos.
Very nice. Excellent. And the last question, we always ask the leaders of investment promotion agencies of some advice, okay? Because we have a lot of aspiring and also current investment promotion professionals. So what would be your own advice to them when it comes to this profession, this exciting profession of foreign direct investment promotion? Mm-hmm.
I think from a professional development standpoint, I would encourage aspiring professionals in the field to cultivate knowledge and an understanding of the environment that you operate in. You know, do not forsake continuous learning and passion, developing that passion for growth and sustainable growth within the investment landscape. I think that helps you to be able to be successful at what you do, and not just seeing success from an individual standpoint, but then to see that that success benefiting the organization, the community at large, and of course the economy at large. You know, so build relationships, develop your communication skills. Be true to yourself. Learn to be adaptable in this, you know, continuously evolving climate that we operate in.
That's important.
And be committed. Be committed to what you do. And of course, for me, my personal belief and devotion to God is something that drives everything that I do. So my advice is, you know, stay true, stay committed. And your success follows you.
Perfect. Is the team at Investor TCI committed and true to their cause?
Oh, absolutely. One thing that I have been blessed with is a committed team of individuals who all share the vision and passion that we have to see investment or foreign direct investment, and of late we've been really pushing to see an increase in direct domestic investment as well. We have a group of very talented and committed professionals who all share that vision to see the growth, to see investment drive economic growth and development of the country and its people. And it is a pleasure to be able to lead a team with that deep sense of commitment and they show up and they show out every day.
Yep. Well, I also have the same testament to this, because we have been also working with your team for a few projects, and I can say that the team is truly dedicated and we love working with the investors.
Absolutely, thank you very much, and I'm happy to hear that you have that experience with us.
Angela, thank you very, very much for your time. It was such a pleasure talking to you and getting all these insights. And our audience will love to hear what you have to say.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here. And again, we'll talk another year from now.
Thank you.